Snakes. Landmines. And grass fires. A podcast about real estate.
All right, hello. Once again, we're here at the Poodle Ranch with my wonderful broker husband, Lester Langdon. And how are you today, dear?
I'm better than I've ever been before, and here we are with my charming wife, Kay Langdon, who is also a real estate broker and who is also queen of the Poodle Ranch.
Don't you forget it.
And I'm a ranch hand.
So what's our topic today going to be? I'm sure it'll be a very interesting topic.
Airbnb. It's an acronym for Air Bed and Breakfast.
So I wonder where they get the air from.
It's online.
Oh, that's where the air is. So online, bed and breakfast. Gotcha.
Except the website of this, the first online website was Airbnb.com. And it really is a disruption of the bed and breakfast and hotel industry. I've been to some Airbnb meetups each month to learn more about what is happening. And there's an entire industry and supporting ancillary services. Some homeowners offer an extra room in their homes. There are hundreds of homes and apartments which are booked for short-term hospitality to a variety of guests which have different reasons.
And why would someone be booking an Airbnb property?
Maybe they want to save money. And maybe they want more privacy than they would find in a hotel. Maybe they just want to book a room in a very nice house. Other guests may want their family, their entire family or group, to be in one residence behind one door. They may want a larger space inside and outside. They may want to be nearer to a specific destination, such as entertainment or business venues or outdoor parks or even learning centers. There's some very unique Airbnb destinations. One is a tent near a national forest. Actually, it's not a tent. It's a teepee.
Does it have air conditioning?
And there's also a train caboose that's been converted into living quarters.
Huh, that'd be kind of cool.
Some Airbnb providers offer just a place to rest or sleep, while others offer the entire experience.
Okay. Tell me about some of the providers that you've met.
I know a provider host in Houston that owns an eightplex in the center of Houston. He's got the entire multifamily building converted into Airbnb units. Each unit is dedicated to be a hospitality hosting unit. He's painted one interior to look like a colorful Rubik's Cube.
It'd be kind of hard to go to sleep in the middle of a Rubik's Cube, but it might be kind of fun.
Not if you close your eyes.
Yeah. My brain would be trying to lay there trying to solve the cube thing.
Well, how do you get them to move?
Well, yeah, good point.
And there, of course, are ancillary services to help manage these hospitality doors. Some of these Airbnb hosts don't even own the building. They contract to lease it for a year, and they put on a special lock that can be controlled by the internet Wi-Fi, and then they offer it on Airbnb.com at a higher price per day, and they have their own cleaning service.
What about accounting, and how do you book it?
You go to Airbnb.com, and you look at the pictures, and you can contact the host, and you can pay online.
Amazing.
There are services for cleaning, accounting, booking, and there are also property management companies that specialize in just Airbnb properties. There are also special Wi-Fi internet door locks and outside entry door surveillance systems. There are providers of furniture for Airbnb properties and even kitchen utensils. It's really becoming an entire industry.
Huh.
Some entrepreneurs are, of course, as I said, doing Airbnb arbitrage. to bear the entire burden and responsibility of providing hospitality. They do long-term leases of homes or apartments and then advertise short-term Airbnb hospitality.
What is arbitrage? What do you mean by that? What is that?
They lease an apartment or a home, and then they advertise the apartment or home on Airbnb.com, and they get a rate that will give them a profit after they account for cleaning and expenses.
So they lease it, and then they market the property and take a piece of profit. They upsell it.
Right, and they mark it up.
Then they take a piece.
Like a hotel.
Yeah.
Wow. Except it's a more unique experience than a hotel might
be.
Wow. And I was talking to one guy, and he's making about $600 profit per month per door. And I think he's got six doors, so he's making an extra $3,600 a month. And he's got his own cleaning service, and he's got Wi-Fi locks, so he doesn't actually have to let you into the door to let you into the unit.
Amazing. It's an entire little new industry popping up here.
He has his own domain name and website to lend credibility, such that when he does approach a landlord, he can say, go look at my website, and we're going to take real good care of your property when we lease it from you.
Well, that's true. They could be a cleaner tenant, and you would know that they're going to take good care of your property, and then you'd be getting your lease amount.
Right. So you don't care.
But you don't care. But you know they'll take good care of the property, as opposed to leasing out to somebody long-term that's just going to trash out your place.
Right, exactly. The hotel and hospitality industry has complained to city officials that this private hospitality disruption is unfair because hotels charge a city tax to guests and forward that money to the city. So therefore, Airbnb.com collects the tax on behalf of the city and sends it to the city.
They have started doing that as well?
Yes.
Huh.
Because there were complaints from the city of Houston.
Oh, yeah. They got to get their money.
Other cities are doing this now.
Right. Huh.
The guest log into the online booking website has maps and photos and descriptions of each property of the hospitality provider, and it also has reviews of other guests that have stayed there. They rank the quality of the host. They can filter the type of accommodation that the guest is looking for. The prospective guests can see the evaluation reviews of the previous guests, and they can also say, well, I want the entire building, I want the entire home, or don't show me those, just show me rooms in somebody's house.
Hmm.
Very unique. They can search by map area, by price, and by the number of beds in the unit. The guest can specify if they're looking for the entire room or just one room. As the guest leaves, the website server sends an email survey to the guest to evaluate the service of the hospitality provider. And the best rating is Superhost.
Superhost.
Right. And if you're going to be a user, you want to look for a Superhost. There are online internet advertisements for you to attend seminars and webinars and books to start a successful hospitality business. The Houston Airbnb Facebook group has 283 members.
And, of course, this is not only Houston. This is any city or any
place. Yeah, you can do this anywhere. You can do this in many different countries. So if you're interested in doing it in Houston and you want to buy your building to host your guests, give me a call at 281 206-236-8189 or go to our website at houstonius.com. That's Houston, I-U-S.com. And I'd like to thank my charming wife, Kay, for helping me.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Have a good day, everybody. Thank you.